Paper Avalanche, written by Lisa Williamson and read by Cassie Bradley. Umami. I look up from my phone. Jamie Cannon, a boy in my year, is standing in front of me with his hands in his pockets. My heart, until now beating in a perfectly normal, healthy fashion, quickly morphs into a big, fat, thumping monster. Sorry, were you talking to me just then? I ask nervously, tucking an invisible strand of hair behind my ear. Who else? Jamie replies, smirking and pouring himself a cup of orange squash. Annoyingly, he makes a valid point. We're the only two people at this end of the drama studio. Everyone else is gathered at the opposite end, caterwauling along to the Hamilton original cast recording. I've been camped out by the buffet table for the past 20 minutes now, filling the time by filling my face. The drama club's production of Grease finished half an hour earlier, and this is the official after-show party. The members of the cast, with their quiffs and perky ponytails, faces waxy with stage makeup, easily outnumber the black-clad backstage crew, of which I am one. I would have headed home straight after the curtain call, given the choice, but my backpack and jacket are locked in Miss Chetty's office, and Miss Chetty has mislaid her keys, leaving me stranded until the caretaker turns up with the master. Umami, Jamie repeats, nodding at the bowl of chili heatwave-flavoured tortilla chips I've been ploughing my way through. That's what they call any addictive savoury flavour. It's why you've eaten 42 Doritos in the past 5 minutes. They're covered in the stuff. You've been watching me? I ask, heat creeping up my neck. Maybe, Jamie replies, a completely unself-conscious grin spreading across his face. I swallow. Jamie and I are in the same year but have never really spoken before. This is unremarkable. Osborough Academy is a big school, and I'm not exactly what you'd call a social butterfly. Plus, Jamie is part of the popular crew, who hog the beanbags in the social area and say everything in loud, booming voices, like they assume everyone in listening distance is automatically interested in what they have to say. This must be a dare. I glance over at the crowd gathered around the speakers, but no one is looking in our direction. Jamie pours himself a second cup of squash and perches on the edge of the table like he's here to stay. Out of the corner of my eye, I know he's about 3 inches taller than me and muscular, the fabric of his close-fitting white T-shirt straining across his chest and biceps. I can tell from the way he's folded his arms high across his chest so his muscles bulge like inflated water balloons that he's ridiculously proud of them. He drains his cup of squash, immediately pouring himself another one. You were on lights tonight, right? He asks, wiping his mouth on the back of his hand. His upper lip is stained pale orange. I nod. You into all that then? Lighting and things? I suppose.